Good day. This is the Grow Point Davao Podcast. Listen to our previous sermons and discussions and be blessed. At Grow Point Davao, we exist to glorify God by making disciples in the spirit of love. May God use this podcast to help you grow deeper in your walk with Him. Here's the first part of our generous giving series by Pastor Clyde Lingatong.
And blessed Sunday, everyone. If it's your first time here, my name is Clyde, one of the pastors in this church. And please open your Bible with you in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Okay, chapter 8. And starting today, we are actually taking a break from Ephesians. If kabalo mo sa itong series previously, we talk about we focus on the book of Ephesians. And we're taking a break from that, and we continue nato the next year, because today we are going to do 2 Corinthians, particularly chapters 8 and 9. Now, as some of you know, around November and December, that's actually our stewardship months, where we talk about money, finances, generosity, and stewardship. And today, I'm so excited to kick off this series called Generous Giving, based from 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9. And I know that ang atong giving doesn't have to be financial always. Of course, we can give our time, we can give our talents, skills, emotional energy towards other people. But let me just focus on our finances. And I'm fully aware that whenever we talk about money, for some, this is a very touching subject. It's a tricky sermon, and for some of us, it's very inconvenient. In fact, according to Church Growth Institute, there are a number of reasons why people don't like to go to church, okay? First is this: the church is boring. Second, the church is irrelevant. It says, some people say it says nothing to my life. But the third, number three reason for people not coming to church is that they believe that all the church wants is my money. Okay, that's how they think about the church. Ay, mangwar taragid ni sila. Because of so many misuse of money and abuse of authority. And perhaps they've experienced it. Nayo ba na dili ganahan nor mo give sa church to fulfill the mission to make disciples. And to add to that, I've researched actually the common reasons why people don't give. Okay? The common reasons why people don't give. And let me show you the top 10 reasons according to Church Growth Magazine. The reason why people don't give is because they don't really believe, because of their unbelief. They know that Jesus is generous towards them and it should also generosity sa ilang mga kinabuhi. But they don't just believe, and it affects their attitude towards giving. And some, they don't know the why or the reason behind. Wag nganong kinahanglan mami mo hatag sa simbahan. Nganong kinahanglan mami mo hatag for the Lord's work. And others, they are in transition. Okay? Now, according sa article, ang pasabot nila aning their transition, kanong mga new believers na bago lang gani na-convert into Christianity, and some of them, they're still struggling and having a hard time how they can serve Jesus through their finances. So that's very understandable. And then some, they are in a very difficult financial season. And perhaps some of us maka-agree daani, right? Oo. We experience financial highs and lows sa atong kinabuhi. Ano sa high struggle kaayo to give? Then some, they don't know how. They know the why, but they don't know how to give. Okay? Then others don't know where their money goes. Sa ko bang i-mention ganiha, dagay mga misuse sa mga churches today sa ilang finances. Ang uban, skeptic na kayo. Muhatag ba sila or dili? Wala sila kabalo. Asag paingon ang ilang kwarta. And I think the number 7 is connected to that. They don't understand how administrative costs can advance the gospel. Perhaps they don't see fruits. Perhaps they don't see life change. And the church is preaching about the gospel and saying that so many lives will be reached out. But wala sila nakita. Asa gigamit sa admin kaning kwarta, Jud. Okay? And then they have too much debt. Utang usahe ang maka-hinder kanato nga mo hatag. And others, they're not involved at church. Of course, if dili ka involved at church, wala gid kay heart to give for the Lord's work through the church, right? And lastly, they don't trust church leadership. Daghay mga abuses of authority. Daghay mga nangwarta, karon ng mga ministers that they don't really preach the gospel, preach the word out of love, but they preach out of personal gain. And people somehow doubtful karon sa mga church leaderships. And this could be a hindrance to them not to give. And another reliable source na ako ang nakuha from GP Matters Facebook group chat. Okay? Nag-ask ko a question. Unsa ang mga factors why some individuals kay dili kay sila naga-contribute for the Lord's work through the church? And here are their answers. So naipipila nga ng mga nag-answers. Ako lang i-summarize. So someone said that they don't know the gospel. Wala sila ka-understand sa gospel. Okay? And then naay unbiblical view or unhealthy view of money. And unaware sa needs in the church. So wala sila kabaon sa Panginoon. So wala po sila like heart to really give. And then selfishness. It's the issue of the heart. It's all about me rather than serving others. Next, giving to church is not really a priority because na pa other things that are ilahang gina-prioridad. And budget concerns, bills, other payments, etc. Okay, mao ni ang priority dapat and dili ang paghatag sa church. And ako isa sa ako pinakaganahan ng answer. Okay? Makaingon jud ko na bitaw sa wala na ako ni nakita. And here it is. Daot ang online banking, okay? So dili gud makahatag, di ba? But anyways, those are some valid and perhaps good reasons why some people don't really give. Now, while these concerns are valid, it should not overshadow the fact that as Christians, we are called to be generous givers. The Bible talks about money. The Bible talks about being a financial, being a steward in our finances, and it's not silent. Okay, therefore, in this church, we should not be silent about it. For some of us, talking about money and giving is quite inconvenient, but here in this church, we preach the Word of God, and we don't skip those uncomfortable truths and inconvenient truths, okay, but we deal with it, and hoping that through this series, we can have a healthy view on biblical generosity. And here's where we're going in the next 4 weeks. In chapter 8 and 9, we are going to answer 4 big questions related to money. Now, I don't have the time to address all of those concerns natong nakita ganiha, but akong paningkamutan that most of those concerns is ma-address nato as we go through these chapters. Okay? So here are the topics we're going to cover in the next 4 weeks. Today, we're going to talk about the character of generosity. And we ask the question, what does generous giving look like? And then, week 2, we'll talk about the motivation. Why? Why do we give? And number 3, the administration of generosity. Katong concern ganiha, wala ka baluasay paingon ang money. And we're going to talk about that. How do we handle the giving of God's people? And lastly, the blessing of generosity. What happens when we give? So 4 big questions. What does giving look like? Why do we give? How do we handle God's the giving of God's people? And what happens when we give? But before we start, let's pray. Okay? Let's pray. Father, we are gathered together here to study your word. And may we see it as an opportunity because naioban that they don't have the opportunity to study your word, but we do. And we want to study it because we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you because we want to know you more. We want to love you and we want to imitate you in our lives. And as we talk about generous giving, help us, O Lord, that throughout this series, ma-appreciate namo and ma-savor namo ang imong grasya para ka namo. So that would be the prime motivator gid namo, Ginoo, nga mohatag mi para sa imong kahimayaan o para sa imong kingdom. And I pray that Holy Spirit of God, give us the eyes to see what you want to see and expose anything in our hearts, any sense among kasing-kasing that is not pleasing diha kanimo through your word. And I pray that through the power of the Holy Spirit, we will be changed as we take a step of faith to not just hear, but really obey what you want us to obey through our message today. In Jesus' name, amen. So to start our message, let me ask you a question. Who do you think is the most generous person in the world today? Not the richest, but the most generous person in the world. Senior Aguilar. Now, according to Forbes, last 2022, here are the type 25 top givers in America. Now, 25 man siya, daghan kaayo. So, ako lang gi-list ang top 5. I hope masabtan na ninyo. Okay, base madugay ta. Okay? So, here are the top 5, okay, nga, mga generous givers. We have Warren Buffett, okay? Yang net worth, dili di ay kayo maklaro. Okay, but iyahang lifetime giving is actually 42.8 billion. It's a lifetime giving niya. He donated it for some organization and charity nga naga-help pod to reach out kato mga pobre and katong naay mga healthcare nga mga or medical nga mga problema. Okay, and aside ana, we have Bill and Melinda Gates. Now, iyang lifetime giving is 29.8 billion. Di na na ako maklaro ang net worth and wala actually sa akong notes. So, dili na lang ko magbase. So, lifetime giving niya is 29.8 billion. Okay, last 2022. Ano siya? And then, we have George Soros. Okay? Ang iyang lifetime giving is something 16.8, something like that, billion US dollars. Then, we have Michael Bloomberg, 11.1 or 3 billion. Iyang nahatag as donations, as lifetime giving niya. And then lastly, we have Charles Chuck Finney. Ang iyang lifetime giving is actually 16, around 16 or 14, yeah. Six. Tama kay US dollar sign man diay nang isa. 6 billion US dollars. Makaingon jud ta, amazing kayo. Now here's another question. Who is the most generous person here at our church? Now according to the finance team, di na to divulge, okay? But anyways, amazing kayo kaning mga people, okay? They just donated large sums of money to support a cost na ikulbaan sa inyo, haba. Right? And makahunaan nata, ay generous mang gud ni kaayo sila because they have lots of money. They have much. Nag-awas-awas, nag-overflow ilang panalapi. So that's why they can have that capacity to be generous towards others. And kita, murag medyo limited at ang kwarta. So, yes, naman tayo mahatag, but dili gud ing ana ta ka-generous, something like that. And we think that those people who have much, they are the only ones who have the capacity to be generous towards others. Now, when we look at our passage for today, and we'll just focus on the first 7 verses of chapter 8, makaingon jud ta, perhaps this verses or this passage na tong studihan, some of you might find it shocking and very challenging. Okay? Now, let me read 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 through 7. Maura ni ato ang focus nga verses for today. I hope na mo and prepare na mo. So, let me read and you can follow along with me. We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means, of their own accord, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. And this is not as we expected, but they give themselves first to the Lord, and then by the will of God to us. Accordingly, we urge Titus that as he had started, so he should complete among you this act of grace. But as you excel in everything, in faith and in speech, in knowledge, in all earnestness, and in our love for you, see that you excel in this act of grace also. Now, before we dive in sa kaning first 7 verses, let me just give you the background or the context, okay? A little bit of background. According to Acts chapter 11, when we go back to Acts chapter 11, it tells us nga naay nahitabo nga famine. Okay, that hit hard the region of the Judea during the Roman reign under the Emperor Claudius. And here's what happened. Ako nang gi-show sa screen Acts 11:27-29. So it says here, now in these days prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. And one of them named Agabus stood up and foretold by the Spirit that there would be a great famine over all the world. And this took place in the days of Claudius. And one of the affected areas, Gudani or region, is Judea. And that is where you can also find the church sa Jerusalem. Okay? So, kanang kung naay famine, lisod yun kayo ang kahimtang. And these churches, particularly this church in Jerusalem, have really suffered from this famine. But amazing kayo because nag-take action dayon ang mga disciples, ang mga believers. In verse 29, makita nato diha that so the disciples determined everyone according to his ability to send relief to the brothers living in Judea. And actually, appeal dapat na ang verse 30. And ako na lang basahon diri, and they did so, sending it to the elders by the hand of Barnabas and Saul. So this church in Antioch was quick to respond to this need, financial assistance to those who are affected, especially this church in Jerusalem. And it was Paul's heart, really, not just to preach the gospel to the Gentiles, but at the same time to really help these poor people nga naapektuhan sa famine. And what he did was he went to the churches and make this need known to them. Kasi sa una baya, dili nga na easy mag-collect og money just to help the church. Kaya wala may wire transfer. Wala may GCash. Okay? Wala may online banking. Hindi pag mag-work ang online banking, di ba? Wala yung ana. So, ang ginabuhan ni Paul is that he made this need known among the non-Jewish churches, including the Corinthians, okay? And give them time to collect their offering. And then, iyang ginabuhat, maadto siya, or he will send someone to go there to collect the funds. And it took several years to complete this project, this financial assistance that they are going to give to the church at Jerusalem. So that's the context here. And to encourage giving, Paul used the example of the Macedonian churches. Not because they are better than the Corinthian churches, but Paul just wanted them to be inspired to give as they see the example of the Macedonian churches. And in here, natay makita nga four characteristics or attributes of generosity or the characteristics of generous giving. What does generous giving look like? Well, let me give you four things. First, it is enabled by God's grace or by grace. And next, it exudes with abundant joy. Thirdly, it embraces sacrifice. And lastly, giving is enacted as worship on their part. Grabe gyud ang pupaning kamot ani because I'm so challenged with the way Pastor Mark preaches, okay? Last time na siya 3 points na very easy to remember, di ba? Plan, power, and person, okay? Karon pasensyahin na kung taas-taas na. Okay, ako ang makaya. So let's talk about the first point. Enabled by the grace of God. So, kung makita ninyo, Paul begins by talking about not their gift. Wala si Paul nag-boast na, you know, how cool these Macedonian churches were. But iyang gingon diha, we want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. Right? That's what the text says. So these people, these believers, are really the recipient of God's grace. And as nasabtan nila, kaning gracia sa Ginoo nag-poured out sa ilaha freely, as nasabtan nila how they have peace with God, how through Jesus they have been reconciled with God, this riches of God's grace sa ilang kinabuhi, they in turn shared this grace, what they had on others. God's grace was working at their hearts. It changes their minds. It changes their priorities. And it changed, it led them to have compassion with those who are in need. Really, the grace of God enables them to give generously. And it's worth noting na kaning word grace has been repeated a couple of times in the whole chapter. It actually occurs 10 times in these two chapters, chapter 8, so on and so forth, and chapter 9 as well. So makita ninyo diha, and we will just go through and along the way. So God's grace really is the focus, especially in our passage today, 4 times. Gripit kaning a word. Makita nato na in verse 1. And then in verse 4, unsa gingon diha, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part. Kaning word nga favor, it's, if makita ninyo sa yung footnote diha, if na, it just means, it comes from the Greek word charis, which means grace as well. And if you look at verse 5, mingon diha, accordingly, we urge Titus that as he has started, so he should complete among you this act of grace. Now, this is quite a difficult kanang wordings ni Paul to understand. But ang pasabot ra niya is that he is urging Titus to go back because Titus already established relationship with the Corinthian believers. And somehow he initiated efforts to talk about giving, a gift of assistance, financial assistance towards this church in Jerusalem. But ang problem is, wala pa nabuhat. So Paul urges Titus to go there to complete this act of generosity na pagabuhaton sa mga Corinthian believers, and notice that he used the phrase act of grace, which refers to giving to meet the needs of others out of love and kindness, just as these believers received the grace of God freely by faith in Jesus. Right now, they in turn give this gift of finances, okay, freely towards these people na perhaps wala gani nila makita, wala gani nila mailhan, but they just give to them freely. So this act of grace. And then again in verse 7, mingon si Paul, but as you excel in everything, okay, Paul acknowledges that they're actually doing some good things in some areas sa ilang life, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all earnestness, and in our love for you. See that you also excel in this act of grace, okay? As the text says. So this entire section really is emphasizing the grace of God that enables believers to give. So Paul points here is this. Paul refers to giving as something that originates with the grace of God. And this is important as Christians. We give, not because we have to, but we want to. And the grace sa Ginoo is what compels us to give. If we truly understand that we have been blessed and we have received this great gift of salvation by faith in Jesus, if we truly understand that we have been blessed by God with every spiritual blessings in Christ, then that should outflow generosity sa ato ang mga kinabuhi. Christians don't give because we have to, but we give because we want to. And this is very important because sometimes we are tempted to give out of guilt. We are tempted to give. If dili nato, talantaon, atong kasing-kasing, usahay ang atong paghatag is out of guilt. Now we realize that we have never been giving for a long time, and here we are talking about this series on giving. Agoy, mag-guilty na dahin ka. Ah, sige, hatag na lang ko. And usually, kaning guilt or guilt giving is actually driven by negative emotions such as shame and fear of judgment. Kabantay ka, anak ka ng manghatag na ang tanan or nanindog na ang tanan, muhatag. Then, ikaw na lang ang wala ba? Ihatag and sige, nagkakuot na lang ka, pinakalit si mong bulsa kung sari makuha di ha. And muhatag na lang ka, nga naman, kay mahalok ka kung sa inyong sa uban. There's that fear, there's that shame on our part, and sige, mag-guilty na lang ka to give, or you give out of guilt because of the gusto ni mo og approval sa uban. And, naay, bansa to, amoy yung ta, ay, dugoy naman ko, there is a church, and grabe kayo ang pag-help sa ako sa church ba? Anong wala man ko'y hatag-hatag? O sige na lang, na-guilty ko, muhatag na lang ko. O giinan ko ni ate o kuya nga, muhatag, Jude. Tapos wala pa ko'y hatag-hatag. Sige na lang, hatag na lang ko. See, guilt-giving really is, here's the truth. Next. Guilt-giving is often done to meet external expectations or to conform to social norms, not really out of the grace of God. And when we see the Macedonian believers, they didn't, I believe, give according to their guilt or out of their guilt. Because honestly, na mga even mga ministers karon na kinag-guilt trip nila ilang mga miyembro para lang muhatag. Dili ang grasya sa Ginoo ang mag-motivate, but ang guilt nila. So they kind of manipulate people emotionally. But amazing kayo, because in here, makita nato that they weren't coerced or forced by Paul. Wala sila gi-guilt trip ni Paul. In fact, if basahon ninyo, they even beg to give. Dili pinugos, but on their own accord. Okay? Dili ni siya guilt tripping, dili ni siya pinugos ng paghatag, but they willingly give because they understood the grace of God in their lives. And you know what? Ang purpose good ani nga series is not really pag-guiltihon mo and for you to give out of guilt. Okay? But really, my heart and my prayer is that in light of the grace of God, we will give generously. That's my prayer. You will see and savor the grace of God, that it changes you from within, not from without. Okay? Kaya pwede man kayo, ay, nag-series na giving, sige na lang. Muhating lang. But deep inside, say mo, you are not being changed. And dili na siya sustainable. But I hope and I pray that as you understand the grace of God, ato ning balik-balikon, okay, in our series, you will be motivated. You will have a change of heart. And it would challenge you to prioritize Him and His kingdom work. That generosity for you is about displaying the gospel in your life, not really digging out of your guilt. And secondly, it's very important that we need to emphasize this grace giving is because naay po uban sa ato, or uban nga mga tao, that they give out of greed. Okay? Nga muhatag ko sa Ginoo, ug dag ko nga panalapi, aron balikan pod ko og daghan, you know, press down, shaking together, running over, give, and it shall come back to you. Nayo ba ning ana? They give so that balikan sila, and napay mga health and wealth ng mga preachers who say now, if mo give ka sa among ministry, i-bless good ka sa Ginoo in return, mamahimo kang wealthy and something like that. Now, that's not just an unbiblical teaching, but it actually creates unscriptural motives sa mga tao. That they give out of personal interest and personal gain, not in response to the grace of God. You know what? In the Church of Macedonians, they didn't give to get, but they just give freely. They didn't give para, you know, ma-increase silahang financial blessing, but although God does load us in the scripture many promises to those who are givers, okay, and he promises to bless us when we give, although not always in the form of money. But really, if giving for you is out of selfish interest and personal gain, you are missing the big picture. You are already blessed as a Christian. If nalimot ka ana, o kadali ira nimo malimot, okay? Bago lang tayo nag-serious sa Ephesians, balik ito atong study para ma-remind ka unsa ka-blessed diha sa Ginoo. And so kung masabta na nimo how blessed you are, because of the grace of God freely given to you, then that really gives you the power to be generous in your life. So having said these things, we can therefore conclude that giving really is a heart issue. Okay? It's a heart issue. Giving is a heart issue. So my goal here, again, is not to raise money for the church. It's not to raise fund for a cause. It's not to force you into giving. But my primary concern is your heart. Realizing that giving is an overflow of God's grace, God's generosity sa ato ang mga kinabuhi, the question is, why are we not giving? Is it a sign of our selfishness towards the God who gave us generously the life of His own Son, yet usahay kung it's time to give what He deserves, magduha-duha pa ta, and walay kalipay sa ato ang kasing-kasing? Why are we so entitled that we demand God whenever we give? Lord, dapat ingani po di mo hang buhaton sa ako, ah. Which in the first place, everything comes from Him. Everything that we have comes from the grace of God. Why are we loving things more than Him if we claim that He is more than enough for us? Really, giving is a heart issue. So biblical giving is the result of the grace of God in the lives of the Macedonian believers, and I hope sa ato pod mga kinabuhi. So before you give something, the question for you and me today is this: have you experienced the unmerited, undeserved favor of God in your life through Jesus? Does the grace of God get a hold of your hearts? If yes, then it should change you. It should change your view, your approach, your attitude towards your finances. And because of this grace, it then led the Macedonian believers to give with abundant joy. And that takes me to my second point. Their giving exudes with abundant nga kalipay sa ilahang life. So we see that. Let me read again. We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. Now, there are four key words that I want to highlight in this verse, verse 2, okay? I want to highlight these words. First, affliction. Now, in other words, it means tribulation or distress, or they were in anguish. They were in deep pain and suffering, okay? Perhaps because of their commitment towards Jesus, and they have been pressured by the culture around them. So these Macedonian churches are really in deep pain and suffering. And aside from that, they were in extremes. I emphasize their extreme poverty. Pobre pa sa pobre. One scholar said that they were experiencing a down-to-depth poverty. Dirt poor. So these believers were really struggling, financially speaking, okay? And then we have joy and generosity. No need to explain. It's very understandable. Now, the question is, what are those words have in common? What are those words have in common? Now, perhaps, pwede nato ni sila mag-group. Pwede nato ni i-group ang kaning affliction and poverty. Okay? When you are in difficult times, usahay, poverty is part of that. Okay, pwede na mag-grupo nato, di ba? And then joy and generosity. When you are overflowing with joy in your life, usahay generosity comes out of that. Right? But affliction and poverty, joy and generosity existing together, that's just humanly impossible. It's just impossible. Right? Because sa ato, kung maglisod na ka, lisod na pod ka ayong overflow of joy, nga naikalipay, o lisod na pod ka ayong mukhatag. When you are in deep pain and suffering, sa imuhang kinabuhi. So, affliction and poverty, joy and generosity, para sa ato, it's just impossible. But Paul is saying, Paul is using them together to show to us that these four words can coexist. And he is showing to us that their generosity does not flow out of their abundance. They did not give out of their surplus or because na sila Christmas bonus. Okay? But they just give out of their poverty, severe affliction, and yet there was joy and abundant generosity. For us, it's just impossible. And we ask, what in the world? But that's the point. That's what Paul is describing here. It is the grace of God that enables them to give. The grace of God transcends human limitations. Okay? It transcends their human ability. And it placed this act of giving nila as purely and solely enabled by the power of God in their lives. Now, kung usahay, when we are in kalisud, good na mga moments sa atong kinabuhi, atong tendency is that we preserve ourselves. We think of ourselves first, right? We don't think of others. But not in their case. Amazing kayo, because makita nato that when they gave their money away, they enjoyed doing it. to the point that they beg. Ah, amazing. They beg to give. They didn't just give, but they were begging Paul to accept their offering so that they can take part in God's agenda. These people were excited by being able to help others despite silang situation. The churches in Macedonia begged for the privilege of giving. It gives them joy to give. And I believe this echoes what Jesus said in Acts 20:35. So this is Paul talking to the Ephesian leaders. And mingon siya, in everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Remembering the words of the Lord Jesus himself. Jesus himself said this, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, why is it more blessed to give than to receive? Because Jesus himself, our master, said so. And no doubt, no question about it. There's true blessedness. There's true joy that we can find in giving. But for the majority of us, perhaps, our joy is found more on receiving rather than on giving, right? Labi na karon, happy ng 13th month. Ah, happy na mga Christmas bonuses. And there are so many gifts. Now, there's nothing wrong with receiving. And dili po na kung nahin mo hatag say mo, ay, dili na lang. Okay, giving rako. Dili nga na, okay? I'm not promoting that. But the point is, as Jesus said, there's true joy and true blessedness that is found in giving. Church, hear me. God doesn't want something from you. Ginabalik-balik na siya, but I want to emphasize this. God doesn't want something from you, but He wants something for you. In the first place, kanang imong ihatag nga money, gikan man na siya ha. Gi-create man na niya. Ganong nanginalaman siya sa imong kwarta. But He wants something for you. He wants you to experience that joy that can only be found in giving. Sa imuhang kinabuhi. So let me ask you a question. How do you feel when you have to part with your money for God's work? Try to check your heart. Evaluate your own life. When it comes to giving for the Lord's work, when it comes to helping those who are in need, na ba joy? Na ba excitement? Now, some of us, excited kahit sa itong Sunday services because we get the time to worship together, sing songs, hear the sermons, listen to the sermon, and have fellowship with one another, and kaon-kaon later, di ba, sa penongs or wherever. Ganahan kahit out. That's what makes us excited. But when it comes to giving, nabay nga ng same excitement and joy, knowing that you have the opportunity to support the Lord's work, to meet the people's need of the gospel sa ilang kinabuhi. Do you find it a delight in helping others, in supporting God's work, or when you see someone in need in your small group, do you help that person more than just prayer if you have the capacity to do so? Do you actively ask the question, how can I help? How can I support? And it excites you personally sa imong kasing-kasing. I hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do that. Now, some of us, usahay, we find more joy in purchasing, amassing things, and collecting things. We get so excited ka 11-11 ay tapos na day kahapon, but 12-12 na pod, or Black Friday sale. There's that excitement. There's that joy in our hearts. Now, again, nothing wrong, okay? When you're collecting or buying things, nothing wrong with that. But when it comes to giving for the Lord, when it comes to giving to support the church in making disciples, fulfill its mission, making disciples, when it comes to helping the need, naabang ang nakaka-excitement sa itong kasing-kasing. That's God sees us. God sees our hearts. And I hope that we would allow Him, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to really give with abundant joy. And atong giving dili pinugos. Atong giving is dili murag pagduha-duha, but really willingly and joyfully give for the Lord and others. So, their giving, first, is characterized by grace. Second, it exudes with abundant joy. But also, the third point is this, their giving embraces sacrifice. It embraces sacrifice. In verses 3 to 4, for they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means, of their own accord, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. Okay, so Paul says, for they gave according to their means, and beyond their means. Now, how much is beyond? Paul does not say that in the text, but the sense is that some, or they were determined to give what is comfortable, but also went beyond what is comfortable para sa ilaha. Now, is this coerce or force? Again, akong emphasize ganyan, dili. It wasn't Paul's idea na mingon si Paul, okay, guys, nagpatapok siya, or maybe a leader dito na we need to give beyond our means. Okay, dili lang ta mo give sa comfortable ta, but beyond our means, let's do that. No, it wasn't Paul's idea or any leader's idea, but it was their idea. Sa Macedonian church, okay? They beg to give even beyond their means. Can you imagine someone who is suffering and in pain and in deep poverty saying to you, please, let me help? That's radical. E kung naay nang inahangla nun, o sa ilahang normally ginaingon, mangayo kog tabang be. But for them, they were in deep pasapit. Okay? And yet, they were saying, please, accept this offering. Accept this gift. That's very challenging. And perhaps it's very kanang maka-evaluate po ta sa ato ang mga kasing-kasing. Now, I want you to notice that Paul didn't say that those who give beyond their means are better people than those who give according to their means. He both acknowledged it. Okay? Mingon siya na naghatag, they give according to their means, but and also beyond their means. So he both acknowledged it. Okay, dili pud pasabot na kung muhatag ka beyond your means, mas better na ka sa uban. O muhatag pud ka according to your means, na dili na i-honor sa Ginoo. And we will dig in deeper. God wants us to give according to our own ability. Okay? According to our own means. But really, the truth is, all of us can give according to our means. God understands that, and God blesses that. God blesses that heart that's faithful, that's good, that's pleasing. But at times, you will be stirred as well to give beyond your means. Okay? Some point, some of us na experience na to. And this is what we can see in the Macedonian churches. They give more than what is expected, though it cost him. It cost them something, and yet they willingly give. And here's the point. Generosity really is not measured by what the gift cost. Unsa pa nakadako, unsa pa nakagamay, but by what it costs to the giver. Ka-remember mo katong story sa usa ka widow nga ni-offer siya og last 2 copper coins na mauna lang yun na iyahang maikahatag or naasa iyaha, but she gave it all. We can actually find that in Mark 12, 41 to 44. Let me read this. So Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. So he was watching. Okay? So I hope aware mo na, whenever you give, God is watching. God is concerned. Okay? In how and why you give as well. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put into small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. She gave everything that she had. And for Jesus, her offering was more significant compared to the rich who gave out of their surplus, because her giving represented a true sacrifice. That was the measure of generosity. Now, the point here is not that magpakapubri mo or you live a destitute nga kind of life so that you can give in a way that is pleasing to God. No, that's not the point. But here is the question. As you give, does your level of giving necessitate any kind of sacrifice? Maybe not in extreme poverty. Because I think some of us here, dili ta mo ingon na dato ta? Anapoy mo ingon, dili pud kay ta mo ingon na pobre ta. Maybe we are in between. Okay? We are in between. But whether asa ka, diha, does your level of giving necessitate any kind of sacrifice? Today, that might look like sacrificing something of lesser value for something of exponentially greater value. Let me share to you two stories. Okay, first is John Wesley. Okay, he was the founder of the Methodist movement, and he's one of the great examples of a man who was known for giving his money away for his kingdom purposes. At the age of 28, Mr. Wesley gets serious about limiting his standard of living so that he can give more for the Lord's work. He can give more for the poor. So, sa iyang first year, na siya'y 30 pounds ng income. And kanang remember, this is during the 17th century and medyo dako na ni siya, kay 30 pounds. So, he decided to lessen iyahang lifestyle and way of living so that he can give more. So, from sa 28 pounds, nagatag siya og 2 pounds from that. Medyo gamay naman gihapon na, pastor. Sige lang, paghulat lang. Okay? So, 28, and then the remaining 2, gihatag niya. And then, in another year, ang iyang income na double. 30, naging 60. But he still choose to live on 28 pounds. And he gave the 32 pounds away. But then, and then, third year, his income jumped to 90 pounds. And yet, he lived on 28. He lived on 28, so he gave 62 pounds away. Fourth year, he made 120 pounds. And guess what? He lived on 28. Amat, yeah, tama. Nagfollow gin mo. Okay? 28 pounds. So he believed that with increasing income, that Christian's standard of giving should also increase, not his standard of living. That's his principle. Okay? And in fact, in another year, his income was over 1,400 pounds. 1,400 pounds. So, nakahunaw na siya. Padakan po niya ang para sa iya, ha? Okay? So, from 28 pounds, gihim mo niyag 30 plus 2. And he gave everything for the Lord's work and for the poor. That when he died in 1791, the only money mentioned in his will was the miscellaneous coins that would be found in his pockets and drawers. That's all he had in his will. The 30,000 plus pounds he had earned in his lifetime, he had given away. Now that is his conviction. I'm not saying that implement impose po ni sa inyo, but that's just how radical he is when it comes to generosity. And next is this, City Studd. City Studd was one of the England's greatest athletes, and he was a world champion cricket player who came to Christ. And when his father died, gihatag sa iyang father ang iyang inheritance worth over $150,000, which was a fortune in 1800s. Now, City Studd said, "I don't want that money to clutter up my life. I think the best way to use it is to invest it with God." And so, iyang gibuhat, he sent $25,000 to Hudson Taylor's Inland China Mission, another $25,000 to William Booth's Salvation Army, and another $25,000 to D.L. Moody to start the Moody Bible Institute. And then, he gave the remaining $3,400 to the woman he was about to marry. Okay? Her name was Priscilla Livingston Stewart. Okay? Naghatag siya og $3,400. But then, grabe po po ni ka-generous iyahang asawa. Waniya gidawat kung dili gihatag po niya sa uban. And after investing all of their money in the Lord's work, they invested their lives as missionaries in Africa. This is amazing. When we hear that story, makayong jud, that's radical. when it comes to sacrificial giving, ma-amaze na, ma-inspire ta sila mga kinabuhi. And what if, this is my challenge for you and me, we are also strategic so that we can live our lives or give sacrificially for the Lord's work and His people. Many of us would say, well, I have nothing to give. Kay naglisod kayo ko. But sometimes we spend large amounts of our income on Shopee Pay or Shopee, okay? Lazada, okay? Palito clothes, phones, computers, any hobby, entertainment, coffee and milk tea. Then we say we have nothing to give because in the first place, we already spent our resources rather than being intentional in allotting money so that we can really give. I know ka na nga money, pwede na nimo mapalit og anything that you like. But is it possible that we can sacrifice that for the sake of giving for the Lord's work? Now, you don't have to be like John Wesley or City Stad and his wife, but you can make small steps of sacrifice in your own life. You can make adjustments on your expenses so that you can have something to give to others, and I believe God honors that. What if we minimize amassing, buying, or collecting things for the purpose of allotting that money sa mga nanginahanglan? What if God gives you more, not to increase your standard of living, but really to increase your standard of giving? Have you thought about it? So, first, generosity is enabled by grace. It exudes with abundant joy, and it embraces sacrifice. And finally, it is enacted as worship. Okay, so again, emphasize si Pastor Mark ganiha, our giving is really our worship to God. It's an act of worship to God. In verse 5, it says, and this not as we expected. Wala na expect si Paul. Nang ana sila ka mga generous givers. Because Paul knew their situation. Naglisod gid kayo siya. So wala siya na expect ani. But they gave themselves first to the Lord and then by the will of God to us. So what did the Macedonian believers do? Now it says here, I want to focus on today, that they gave themselves first to the Lord. Now this speaks of total surrender sa ilang kinabuhi to the Lord. It's a self-sacrifice. So they were not just giving a physical gift, but they were giving themselves first to the Lord. Surrender their lives to God. All their wish, all their desires, all their lives, any areas sa ilang life, gisurrender nila diha sa Ginoo. Because He is worthy. And notice that Paul used the word Lord or Master. And if I say that Jesus is my Lord, that means He owns my life. And he doesn't just own my life, but He also owns everything that I have. Right? And if God owns us and everything that we have comes from Him, then it's appropriate to say that we give back only what He has given to us. That's just a response. So the Macedonian believers were able to give generously because they totally surrendered their life, their hearts to God, to Christ in every area of their lives, including their finances. You know what? If we truly understand that we are the Lord's, that He owns us, that we are not of ourselves, and that everything that we have comes from Him, it's much easier to give. But if you think that you are the Lord over your money, you think that you own your life and you can live your life whatever you wish with your money, then go for it, okay? But if we claim to be Christians and He is the Savior and the Lord, it should change our attitude and view sa kwarta, okay? So when you give yourself first to God, everything with you comes with that giving. This reminds me of the response of the little girl. During after sa giving talk, gipasa na nila ang giving plate, okay? Na pag-abot aning little girl, ayang gibuhat is that she took the plate and then put it on the ground and iyang gipatungan. Now, nagtuo ang usher nga namurag nagyagayagara siya ng dula-dula. So, ginan siya, ayaw pagdula, dili ni time, seryoso ni gang. But mingon dayon siya nga in Sunday school, I learned that I was supposed to give myself to God. Point made. That's the point. When you give yourself first to God, everything with you comes with that giving. John MacArthur writes, commented on this phrase, and he said this in a young sermon, it was total dedication. We were hoping for an offering, but they gave themselves. When they gave themselves, they gave everything they had. They made it all disposable. They made it all dispensable. They made it all available, because when you give yourself, everything with you comes with a giving. We're to lay ourselves on the altar and say, God, I give it all up. Everything I am, everything I have, everything I hope. That's what a sacrifice is. That is our spiritual service of worship. That's where worship starts. Next. And once you give yourself as a sacrifice and all that you are and have as a sacrifice, everything else follows. When you say, I am yours, Lord, I am all yours, I'm completely yours, and everything I possess is yours, that's where the Macedonians were. They gave themselves to the Lord. Their giving is an act of worship to God, because they understood that their life is not their own. Even what they have is not their own. That's why there is a church now that we have a portion, that on service, where we have the opportunity to give. Now, that's not because it's part of the tradition, you know, churches are doing this, and it's not because we are taking advantage of you. But it is because we are giving you an opportunity that in the middle of our gathering, this is our opportunity to take time and pause and say, Jesus, you are the Lord over this money. This comes from you in the first place, so I want to offer it back to you as my worship. And I realize that you are more satisfying, that you are more worth pursuing than what compared to the things aning kalibutana, and that your work is more fulfilling than other things. So what we're doing here really in the church is for you to have the opportunity to worship God through your finances. So my point is this: true giving, which involves one's money, is absolutely the result of one's surrender to the Lordship of Christ. It's a result, it's a byproduct of our surrender to the Lordship of Christ. If our hearts are truly devoted to our Master, then we too will give in this sacrificial, selfless kind of giving. If Jesus is the Lord, say mong kinabuhi, then you think and you approach money or dispose money on how your Master wants you to dispose it faithfully. But if He is not the Lord of your lives, then go ahead, do everything what you want with your money. But if you claim that He is the Lord, then you give in a way that is pleasing to Him and how He wants you to give it. But and one of the implications, good ani, happy tata, is that if Jesus is our Lord and we give ourselves to Him first, then that means God should be given what is first and what is best. Okay? Every time we think about money, every time we think about finances and nice well-do ang musulod, we prioritize Him. Okay? We give what is best for Him. Okay? We offer what is best for Him. Now, ang problema sa ato sa natay garage sale mentality. Okay? May say, Lord, I'm ready to give! Mangita sa ako, say, kung wala naging ginagamit, dire, maunay ako ihatag sa ato, say mo ha. We give God what is left over. Rather than giving Him what is best and what is what He deserves. That's how some of us think. But is that how you treat your Master? Is that how you treat the one whom you call as Lord, say mong kinabuhi? Is that your attitude to the one who has given His all for you? Have we really completely given ourselves to God, that we acknowledge that our life and everything that we have comes from Him? And it belongs to Him now. You cannot really give your substance to the purpose of God until you give yourself to the person of God. So my question for you is this. Have you surrendered your life to Him? Have you surrendered your life to the Lordship of Christ, that He is really the Lord in every aspect sa imong kinabuhi? or you're still the Lord of your life in the area of finances. I hope He is the Lord sa imong finances as well. Have you made a commitment to serve your whole life to Christ and His cause? If yes, then it should show sa imong giving. It should show. Kung sa imong priority, asa paingon imong mga kwarta? Is it really for the Lord and His cause or for other things? Now, for some of you, maybe you don't understand the grace of God, what Jesus has done sa imong life, how He died and resurrected for the salvation of your soul. Wapagid ka kasabot ba kung unsa ka higugma sa Ginoo nga gipadala niya yung buktong anak para kanimo? Wani mo ni masabtan ang kind of generosity sa imong life. That's why sa imong kasing-kasing when we talk about giving, murag dili ko ganahan ana, and dili ko ganahan mo hatag. Maybe ang imong first application is not really to give dayon, but really to understand the generosity of God in your life through Jesus, and let that grace of God change you. Okay, into becoming a radical giver. So four attributes, four characteristics of generosity. First, can we read this together? Okay, first, it is enabled by God's grace. Next, it exudes with abundant joy. It embraces sacrifice. And lastly, enacted as worship. That happened at church in Macedonia. Poor people. Destitute churches. They don't have what we have right now, but these people were touched by the grace of God. And when a person's life is touched by the grace of God, it changes him or her from the inside, changing his desire, and there's that desire to give more for the Lord and His work. And let me tell you that they were just common people like us. Okay? Perhaps when it comes to finances and materially speaking, we are better than them. Right? But they were a people who has a big heart for God, committed to Christ and His cause. So have we really experienced the grace of God as we claim to be? Do our lives exudes with joy as we give, knowing it's a privilege to help others? Do we give even if it means embracing the cost, the sacrifice for the sake of blessing others? Are we submitted to the Lordship of Jesus in our lives? Can we all stand? At this time, I don't know unsay gi-speak sa Ginoo sa inyong kasing-kasing. Wala ko abalo. Alright? But can we just pray to the Lord and just pour out what's in our hearts? If there's a need for you to pray for repentance, go for it. If you can acknowledge that you have been so selfish, you have been so indifferent for the Lord's cause and apathetic, wala kay pakialam because you only think about yourself, can we ask God to break our own selfishness, our own pride, asking the Holy Spirit to enable us to say no to these things and enable us to live our lives a generous kind of lifestyle for His glory? And can we just appreciate the grace of God and really remember what He has done for us on the cross? So that in everything that we do in our lives, not just in the area of finances, in everything that we do it all in response to the grace of God in our lives. So I'll give you time to pray. Let's pray. Father, we acknowledge your radical love and generosity sa mga kinabuhi by sending your own son willingly to save us from our sins, to make us new. Salamat kay Ginoo, we don't deserve your generosity sa mga kinabuhi, and yet you have freely given everything that we need because of Christ. And yet we also recognize, Lord, among shortcomings, among sins when it comes to giving. Forgive us if 9 times that we are so hesitant to share our blessings. Forgive us that we turn a blind eye towards your cause, to those people who are in need of the gospel, to those people perhaps who are in need, practically speaking, that we choose to close our eyes and not give. Forgive us for our own selfishness, for our indifference, for our apathy. And thank you for your grace na wala lang nag-rescue ka naman, but also it's empowering us to give for the sake of your name and for your kingdom advancement. I pray, Lord, that we will really remember what you have done for us so that that would motivate our giving. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that would enable us this week to be generous givers. And remind us always, Lord, that everything that we have comes from you. The resources, the job, the opportunities, it all comes from you, God. And we are amazed as well by your grace in the gospel. Thank you so much. We give you our hearts. We choose to give our lives and surrender our lives for you today. And may you be the Lord in every aspect sa mong life, including our finances. All for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you want to know more about GrowPoint Davao, visit our Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube channel at GP Davao. If you want to bless the church financially, feel free to check the podcast caption.